The Colorado Rockies are going to the World Series for the first time in the team's history.
It was a sweep. The Rockies dominated the Arizona Diamondbacks all series, including last night's 6-4 victory in Colorado. Here's how the last out sounded on the Rockies radio network.
Corpus ready. First pitch. Check swing roller. Tulowitzki has it. Throws to first. Ball game! World Series time in Colorado! It's a dream that began in the early 90s when the Rockies were awarded the expansion franchise, and now 15 seasons in, they're going to the World Series.
Ah, the 90s.
Yeah, right. It's not exactly the Cubs, but okay.
The key play in last night's game was a 3-run homer by Rockies outfielder Matt Holliday, who was named series MVP.
A man your husband mentioned yesterday on the sports segment as the guy to watch. The Rockies are very hot. They've now won 21 of their last 22 games. They've gone undefeated in the first two rounds of the playoffs. Here's Rockies first baseman Todd Helton. He's been part of the team for 11 of its storied 14 seasons.
I always thought you were going to make it here, but, you know, it's tough. Everybody wants to get here. Everybody works very hard to get to this point. National League champions, no better feeling.
Now, here's what's so amazing about this run for the Rockies. They barely even made it into the playoffs. At the end of the regular season, it was the San Diego Padres, not the Rockies, who were just outs away from clinching the wild card playoff spot two different times.
But then the Padres faded. The Rockies just kept on winning right into the playoffs and all the way to the series.
The key now will be to see if they can actually stay hot. The first game of the World Series isn't until all the way next Wednesday. The Rockies are going to face the winner of the Red Sox-Indians best of seven series. The Indians lead that one 2-1. And, Allie, I did a little Googling this morning.
Yes.
Most overused sports headline, Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, that's because they're from
Colorado. See? That's right, and that's also a song.
Clever.
All right, that's the BPP's big story. Now let's get the rest of the news from our own Rachel Martin.